At 108 years old, Alice is the world's oldest Holocaust survivor, as well as the world's oldest concert pianist, an eyewitness to the entire last century and the first decade of this one. She has seen it all, the best and the worst of mankind. She has lived her life against a backdrop of good amid the chaos of evil. Yet she continues to throw her head back in laughter with the same optimism she had as a child. Despite her years of imprisonment in the Theresienstadt concentration camp and the murders of her mother, husband, and friends at the hands of the Nazis, Alice is victorious in her ability to move on and to live each day in the present. She has wasted no time on bitterness toward her oppressors and the executioners of her family, aware that hatred eats the soul of the hater rather than the hated. Alice reasons, I am still grateful for life. Life is a present. A Century of Wisdom tells of one woman's lifelong determination in the face of some of the worst ills and heartaches to bring good to the world. In Alice's story, we can find lessons for our own 21st century lives. This is Alice's gift to us. Her name, Herz Sommer, means heart of summer, although she was born on a bitterly cold day, November 26, 1903, in Prague. Her parents, Friedrich and Sophie Herz, called her Alice, which means of the noble kind. Her father was a successful merchant, and her mother was highly educated and moved in circles of well-known artists and writers that included Gustav Mahler, Rainer Maria Rilke, Thomas Mann, Stefan Zweig, and Franz Kafka. Alice grew up in a secure and peaceful environment in which reading and concert-going were the major forms of entertainment. Neighbors would help one another in times of sickness, and families could calculate their interest in retirement for many years to come. Before World War II, Alice was well on her way to a distinguished career as a concert pianist. Her mother's profound love and deep knowledge of music, as well as her friendship with Mahler, provided Alice with inspiration, and she decided to become a pianist at an early age. Alice remembers accompanying her mother by train to Vienna 2 days before her fourth birthday, to hear Mahler conduct the farewell performance of his second symphony with the Hofoper Orchestra on November 24, 1907. Alice said that after the concert, her mother talked with the composer, and then, I spoke a little bit with Gustav Mahler. Alice tucks in her lips and raises her shoulders in her expression of wonder at that moment, in the presence of genius. Most likely, Alice was with her mother when Sophie, together with Arnold Schoenberg, stood in the crowd at the railroad station to wave as Mahler's train slowly left Vienna the morning after the concert. Years later, after auditioning for Arthur Schnabel, she was convinced that a career as a pianist was within her reach. Frequently, she was the featured piano soloist with the Czech Philharmonic, and she completed a number of commercial recordings, receiving glowing reviews in Prager Tagblatt, the German paper in Prague, from Max Brod, Kafka's friend and biographer. But the world around Alice had gone mad. Czech laws were abolished. The city was deluged with Nazi flags. Alice snapped a photograph of her 3-year-old child standing in front of a sign that read, Juden Eintritt verboten, Jews are forbidden to enter, and barred his entrance from his favorite park. After the Anschluss in March 1938, Alice's sisters and their families began making frantic preparations to immigrate to Palestine. Alice and her husband chose to stay behind with their young son to care for her aging mother, who would be one of the first to be sent to Theresienstadt. Instinctively, Alice understood that she would never see her mother again, as she watched her trudge with her heavy rucksack into an enormous building the Nazis had confiscated to use for a human collection center.